Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Now for our story. Bill Meade had gone to the Descarry farmhouse today intending to have a straightforward talk with the young Italian. It was true there'd been gossip linking Carla Descarry and Bill. Everyone else had tried, unsuccessfully, to reason with Mario. Everyone except Bill himself. And Bill hoped, since it was he whom Mario suspected, that he'd be able to convince Mario that his suspicions of his wife were completely without foundation. But Mario wasn't at home, and after waiting a while, Bill gave up, decided to postpone the talk until later. Instead, he drove over to Aunt Mary's. Now, linking her arm through his, Aunt Mary takes him into the sitting room.
I'm so glad you stopped back here, Bill. I hoped you would.
Well, I haven't anything to tell you, Aunt Mary. But I wanted to see you and Peggy for a minute or two.
Nothing to tell, Bill. Then you didn't see Mario?
No, I didn't, Aunt Mary.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, he'd gone into town.
I see. Do sit down, Bill.
Thanks. Where's Peggy, Aunt Mary?
Well, I'm sorry, Bill. She isn't here. She didn't expect you, so she and Jane Plummer went over to Stanton to shop.
Oh. Well, I'm going to see her tonight anyway.
So you will. You might find her pretty weary, though. And those two get together for a shopping trip. They wear themselves out.
Well, I'm not feeling any too spry myself.
What's the matter, Bill?
Oh, you know how it is, Aunt Mary. You get yourself all hopped up to something, and then, well, you feel kind of let down when you can't follow through on it.
You mean about Mario?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pity you missed him since you were all primed, as you say.
Well, I wouldn't have missed him if I'd used my head. See, this is the day he goes to the bank to make his payment. And I forgot all about it.
Well, it's a shame, Bill. But why didn't you wait for him to come home?
I did. I waited quite a long time. But he didn't show up. Then when I was on my way here, he shot past driving like a bat out of Hades. I honked and stopped. I know he saw me, but he kept on going.
Oh, well, you can see him tomorrow.
Yeah. And yet, I was within an ace of turning back right then and there.
Maybe you should have, Bill. It would be such a relief to everyone if Mario would only come to his senses.
Yeah, it sure would. Especially for Carla.
Yes. She's certainly having a struggle.
Yeah, she was pretty low today, poor kid. She doesn't look a bit well.
Well, it's no wonder. That girl's been living under a strain for weeks. You know, I'm very fond of Carla. There isn't a trace of dishonesty or guile in her.
Yeah, that's why. Well, you'd think anybody who knew her as well as Mario does would have better sense. I mean, she's simply not capable of deceiving anyone.
Of course she isn't.
Honestly, Aunt Mary, it's beginning to make me sore. That thick-headed Mario. And if it would do any good, I'd like to punch some sense into him.
Oh, Bill.
Well, it would be a relief to have it out with him.
Well, that might not be such a bad idea. But I'm afraid that wouldn't settle anything. Violence never does.
Sure, I know, Aunt Mary. But a guy gets to a point of feeling frustrated. The more you try to reason, the less effect it seems to have.
It does seem that way sometimes. But we have to be patient, Bill. We must try and understand a person like Mario.
Yeah. But I'm afraid I'm not much help. I'm beginning to think I don't understand him. Not anymore.
The trouble is, when a man like that gets an idea in his head, no matter how false it is, Somehow, everything that happens seems to fit right in, to prove he's right.
Yeah, maybe so. But Aunt Mary, look at Peggy. Now, she's got as much right to believe this stuff as Mario has, but she knows better.
No, thank goodness Peggy isn't of a jealous nature. When she trusts someone, that's all there is to it. Nothing would shake her.
It's lucky for me when I think of the past. Well, all I can say is it's a darn shame Mario isn't more like her.
It's a strange thing. Except for this one trait, Mario is a fine man. And a kind one. And yet he's causing himself such a lot of unnecessary misery. And other people, too. Living in constant suspicion. Fear.
And on top of that, Mario has such an awful temper. You know, maybe this is foolish, Aunt Mary. But sometimes I get worried about him.
How do you mean?
Well, if he ever lost his head, got really sore. Good night, huh?
I know. I've thought of that several times. I kept telling myself I was over-anxious, but... Bill, this just has to be cleared up.
Yeah. Well, I'll try again tomorrow. One more day can't make any difference.
But you're wrong, Bill. Tomorrow may be too late. For at this minute, Mario Descari has just returned home. He is scowling angrily as he comes into the kitchen where Carla has just started dinner.
Put that stuff down. Come into the other room.
All right, Mario. But what's the matter?
We're going to have a talk.
Mario, what is it? Is something the matter?
What makes you ask?
The way you look. Mario, what about the letter? It wasn't bad news, was it?
Yeah, that's right. It was bad news.
Oh, Mario.
It was bad news, all right. Because, you see, there wasn't any letter.
There wasn't? But, Mario, didn't you say the postmaster phoned?
Sure, that's what I said.
Then I don't know...
You know who phoned? Phoned to get me out of the house.
I know? What are you saying?
Listen, that stuff won't work anymore. Playing innocent. I know better now. And you're going to tell me the truth.
Of course I am, Mario. I have all along.
Truth. You don't know what it means. You've been lying for months.
Oh, Mario, I haven't. I haven't ever.
Then how come you didn't tell me Bill Meade was here today? I know he was.
Yes, Bill was here.
Then why didn't you say so?
Oh, I was going to. You didn't give me a chance.
Yeah. That's what you always say to me. I was going to tell you, Mario. You didn't give me a chance, Mario. An act. Nothing but a phony act.
Mario, I'm too tired to argue with you anymore. Think what you want to. Believe what you like.
I believe all right. It's not what I like. You think I like to believe my wife lies, cheats? Why don't you ask me how come I know Bill was here? You're afraid of that's why. You had it all cooked up between you. Phony telephone calls to get me out of the house so you and he...
Mario! Mario, you don't really believe that.
I went to the post office. I talked to George Blake. He never phoned me. There wasn't any letter. What do you say to that?
I don't know.
What do you guys think I am, a moron, a dope? To fall for a stunt like that without getting wise?
I don't understand.
Why don't you admit it? Why do you go on lying?
How can I admit it? Something I haven't done.
Sure. And I suppose you didn't go to Bill's place either. Maybe it was a ghost Mrs. Trumbull talked to that morning at the outer court. Yeah, it was a ghost, all right. By the name of Carla Descari.
Yes, Mario, I was there.
Yeah, that's better. You admit it. You went to Bill's place. Lord knows how many times. You and Bill. All right, Carla. Better tell me. Tell me what went on while I was away. All the times you saw him, what you did. All the time you were sending me letters, telling me how you missed me.
I did miss you terribly.
Yeah.
Oh, Mario, the way you talk. You make me ashamed.
Good, you ought to be good and ashamed. And you will be before I'm through.
Mario, the reason I went to Bill's was because of you. I was looking for you. It was after the night we quarreled. I was frightened. I wanted to find you.
Sure, it would have been likely, wouldn't it? That I'd be spending the night with Bill.
No, I was afraid you might get into trouble somehow.
Lies. You pile them on top of the other.
It's true.
No, it's not. But I'm going to get the truth, Carla. I'm going to get it if I have to shake it out of you.
No, Mario, you're hurting my arms.
I'm going to get the truth. All right. I have to feed it out of you. I'm going to know everything.
Every time you saw him, where and when, I'm going
Carla,
to...
Carla, stop shaking me. You're hurting me.
Tell me, Carla, tell me. Oh. This is just the beginning. You're going to tell me, Carla. This time you'll come across. This time, Carla, you'll tell everything. Do you understand?
Mario's face was white now. His eyes had a blank, sightless expression in them, as if his rage filled him so entirely there was no room for any other emotion in him. Yes, Ben Calvert's plan had worked only too well. And now there was no one to stop Mario before his rage carried him past reason. No one to stop him.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.